Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to the Damon Brew Show. What an unbelievable time this is in the Bay Area. It really is just an amazing series that we just saw. I know everyone wants to talk about the NBA Finals, and we will with Harrison Barnes. But first, we have to look back on the Western Conference Finals. It was a seven-game series for the ages. And boy, Harrison, do we appreciate your time this afternoon. Thanks so much for coming by. How you doing, man?
Doing good, man. Feeling great, I would say.
I'm doing fantastic. Everyone's feeling good today. I think a big thank you is owed from sports fans in the Bay Area to the Warriors. That was just one of the best nights anyone's had in a really, really long time. Things have been good around here, and they stay good with a win like that.
Yeah, I mean, to be able to, you know, battle back from 3-1. I mean, you know, this team had such great resilience, and you know, with the faith of a mustard seed, we're able to get it done. So it feels great.
The confidence level going into last night's game, everyone's debating it. Can they survive 3-1? Was there any point in this chasm that you were in where you thought to yourself, man, something's off, we're in trouble? Or was there really confidence through this entire series coursing through the locker room?
No, we felt good going into game five. You know, coming back home after – you know, losing, you know, 3 and 4 on the road. We just watched the tape, and we just weren't ourselves. You know, we were just, you know, getting outworked, and it wasn't an extra X and O's thing. It was just, you know, they looked hungrier than we did. And when we got that win in game five, that really kind of settled us in. It got us the confidence that we needed to just be ourselves again. That, you know, we felt like we could do something. And obviously game six was, you know, a crazy game. And then be able to finish last night at home, that was unbelievable.
29-12 run in the third quarter, turned a 6-point halftime deficit into an 11-point lead entering the fourth quarter. Another masterful shooting performance from Klay and Curry throughout the night and really the series. What was said at halftime? Because that was it. I mean, you guys did not come out and sparkle in the first half. Like, it was the Warriors are, you know, you're a half away from this not happening. What was said? What was said? Because you guys came out and took control of this basketball game right after halftime.
Yeah, I mean, it really wasn't, you know, a whole lot to be said other than, you know, this is the season right here. You know, by any means necessary in this next 24 minutes, I mean, we need to lay it all on the line. I mean, if we get beat, it can't be because we're losing 50-50 basketballs, because we're getting outworked on the rebounds, because, you know, we're turning the ball over and we're not running back in transition. You know, every single play has to be, you know, do or die. And you know, I thought everyone stepped up and we got contributions from everybody. I mean, Anderson Barishaw came in and gave us a great lift in even a few minutes that he played. So I think that was indicative of the intensity that everyone had.
Yeah, really. I mean, he came out and played a fantastic couple minutes there. It's exactly what they signed him for. Not the regular season, but come out and throw a few good minutes on the court during a playoff game. And Barishaw definitely showed up. We're talking with Harrison Barnes of the Golden State Warriors. And obviously, Harrison, Kerr decided to go with Andre to start Game 7 last night. What conversation did Kerr have with you prior to the game? When did you find out? Was it discussed the day before in practice? When was that sprung on you?
Yeah, no, I mean, Coach called me. I think he called me and Andre the night before Game 7. And, you know, it was one of those things where, look, you know, we've seen this, you know, happen before. You know, guys have to sacrifice at the playoffs, and the whole mindset was, you know, to win and go to the finals. So, you know, I don't think anyone had any issues with it. We were all good to go, and, you know, to be able to be here in the finals again, I mean, that's what it's all about. So that's what it's about, you know, sacrifice.
I mean, you still played 22 minutes last night. You finished with 5 points, 8 rebounds, some big ones, a couple of steals, knocked down a big three when you needed it. Do you feel like you got a different list of things you need to accomplish coming off the bench, or when you're just on the court, those are on-court minutes, and they're not different from one another?
No, I mean, the mindset going into the game was, look, anything that you can do to help the team win. I mean, no matter whether it's scoring, rebounding, setting a screen, getting on the floor, we needed every single thing we could, because, you know, this team is probably one of the most athletic teams that we've ever played against in a series. I mean, they're killing us on the rebounds. I mean, they're blocking shots at the rim, so we needed every little thing that we could, and that was the mindset coming in. Just no matter what minutes I'm in, what position I'm playing, just do whatever it takes to win.
An unbelievable turn of events to watch this thing go from 3-1 down to forcing the game 7 to actually starting to like break and rattle the Thunder. I thought I saw it with their on-court demeanor. I thought I saw it in the body language about midway through the second. It was like, I don't know, somewhere maybe after the Livingston Mama Chewbacca, like the finger pointing came out a little bit, you know? And I thought I saw them crack a little. Did you feel them crack a little?
Yeah, you can tell when, you know, we get on those spurts where we're moving the ball, we're getting good shots, you know, we're getting layups at the rim, the crowd gets going. And that's just demoralizing to the team. You know, it's one thing when, you know, Clay is heating up and he's hitting crazy shots, and Steph's hitting crazy shots, but we're getting the easy baskets and everyone's touching the ball and we're moving. And defensively, we're getting our stops. Man, it's hard to recover from. I think that's what really kind of propelled us. And you saw them start to kind of, you know, start looking at each other. You start to see the doubt start to creep in. All of a sudden, they don't have as much pep in their step, and we feel good.
So the game is over. You survived. How did you feel after the game last night? Did you want to go out and celebrate a little? Did you want to exhale and just, like, I need to just go home and take a nap? That was grueling. Like, how did you guys feel after the game last night?
Man, it was excitement and relief. I mean, just to be in that stress, you know, kind of a stressful mood ever since game 4, to be able to be locked into that level of focus, to be able to win 3 straight and to finally, you know, get to that point, it was like, man, we did it. You know what I'm saying? We finally, you know, got that monkey off our back to be able to go to the finals for the second year in a row. I mean, it was crazy just how the season has gone. We kind of looked back and said, like, wow, there's still more work to be done, but you have to take a moment and pause and say, that was impressive.
It was amazing all that it felt like was on the line. You know, the legacies, the legacy of the Warrior, the back-to-back, can it happen? Will they even play for it? 70, can you hang a 73-win banner if you don't even reach the NBA Finals? Like, that's a legit question, isn't it?
Not for sure.
That's a legit question. So, you know, like, there was all of that. Then you look at it from the Thunder standpoint, and Durant's contract coming up, and how his offseason might play, and might that break up, and all that they've tried to accomplish, how short they've come up, and how empty they must feel right now. Like, I mean, if that's the last we see of Durant and Westbrook together, do you think that'll be the last we see of them? I mean, I mean that team was so close to the NBA Finals, it's crazy.
Yeah, it is nuts, and you know, I don't want to short sell the fact that, I mean, they played a great series. I mean, they pushed us, they played hard. I mean, you know. I mean, Steven Adams was, you know, beast on the board. Andre Roberson, all those guys. I mean, they were getting after it every single game. And I mean, they played well. I mean, they had just as much of a chance. I mean, the series went to Game 7. They had just as much of a chance to get to the finals that we did. So, you know, that's a great team. But and Westbrook and Durant, they're a tough duo.
They really are. We got Harrison Barnes of the Golden State Warriors. Are you ready to preview the NBA Finals? Are you ready for an inside the locker room NBA Finals preview?
For sure.
All right. Sure. So, obviously, this is the rematch you guys wanted, right? Talking about it all offseason, all regular season. Isn't this kind of what you wanted?
Yeah, I mean, it's always good to go to the finals, especially against a team that you've played before. But, I mean, this is a very different team than last time we saw them. Even during the regular season, I mean, they play more of a smaller lineup. You know, they have, you know, Kyrie and Kevin Love back. Both of them are playing at a high level. Channing Frye's contributing a lot at the bench. Jarrett Smith's playing well. They're all shooting as well from three. So it'll be a good series.
How much of last season's game plan in the finals goes into game planning this year? Like you said, it's a lot different of a team. Love is involved. Irving's healthy. LeBron is, you know, if he's not hitting a three, it's because he's going 11 to 12 from inside of 6 feet right now. So, I mean, you know, they're a much different basketball team. So do you, at any point in time, will Kerr break out the tapes of last season's NBA Finals, do you think?
No, I don't think we'll break out too much of it just because they play much smaller this year than they did last year. Last year they were, you know, traditional big, you know, Mafia played a lot of minutes. That's kind of how they they ran their offense, and this year they're very, you know, guard dominant. You know, sometimes, you know, Tristan's not even in the game. They have Channing Frye in there. They space that. Richard Jefferson plays minutes off the bench. Iman Shumpert. So it'll be, you know, it'll be a big, you know, three point series. I mean, they've been torching everybody in the East with their 3-point shots. So it'll have to be something that we're conscious of.
Kind of like the Golden State Warriors in a 3-point shooting contest, huh, Harrison?
Yeah, you know, we feel pretty good about that. That's what we've been doing the last couple of years, so we have some experience in that field.
By the way, I know we're talking finals right now, but can we just go back for a sec to Clay's game 6? Are you kidding me? That was ridiculous. That was absolutely basketball. He made 11 threes in a do-or-die playoff game on the road. Ridiculous.
I think just how crazy it was the shot when he was 2 feet past half court, off balance, one look at the rim, quick glance, and then just heaves it up from the hip, nothing but net. I think that was pretty much how crazy that performance was, encapsulating that shot.
It was one of the all-time throwdown Here I Am NBA games, and we've been previewing the finals and talking about what's different. And there's a lot different about the Cavs. There's a lot different about the Warriors and the road traveled to the finals and how hard it is and how cakewalky it was for them and this, that. You know what I really think is the biggest difference with all the differences in healthy players and hurt players and all this stuff? Does it even matter? Do you want my opinion? Do you even care to hear it?
Oh, for sure. For sure. That's why I come on the show.
Thank you. Clay's a killer now. That's the difference. Clay is an absolute stone-cold killer. Not a running buddy, not the guy, not the other, not Steph's flesh brother buddy. The guy's a killer, man, and I think that's going to be the real big difference in this series.
Oh, for sure. I mean, Clay, he's improved, you know, tremendously, you know, throughout the offseason and this entire season, but, you know, throughout the playoffs, you kind of seen his growth, especially with Steph being out. And him stepping up, being able to be that guy, and, you know, game 6, carrying us, really, to that win.
I expect you to start game 1. Do you expect to start game 1? Do you expect to start every game?
Honestly, I have no idea.
Do you care? Do you even care at this point?
No, I mean, it's not necessarily about starting or coming off the bench or anything like that. It's I'm going to be ready to play game 1 of the finals, whether I play 20 minutes off the bench or start and play 35, whatever it is, I'm going to do my job, because there's no better feeling than hosting a trophy last night was cool, but there's no better feeling than hosting that championship trophy. And that's what we're in it for.
Awesome crowd last night, wasn't it?
It was, man. I think if someone would have dove into the crowd last night, I think someone would have caught him. I mean, it was rocking in there.
Yeah, there were a lot of fans who would have caught Steph last night, caught anyone, caught anything, man. It was really a dialed-in, locked-in, standing-up, making a lot of noise crowd. Oracle came to life. Can we do a little, like, Rorschach test with player names where, you know, the Rorschach test where the psychologist holds up a splatter pattern and got people like, it's a butterfly, or it reminds me of something like, you know that?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
All right, here we go. So you don't have to, it's not a long-winded excuse. I'm just going to show you a name and tell me the first thing you think. Kevin Love.
See, I'm not doing the bulletin board material, man. We're not doing it.
This isn't bulletin board material. This is player evaluation. How about just what your assignment would be for that player? This doesn't have to be this is not Deadspin.
Okay,
this isn't like Kevin Love's mama is no.
Wow, I mean, you took it. I didn't take it there. But yeah, I mean, he's a good shooter. You know, good floor spacer for them, and, you know, good rebounder.
J.R. Smith.
Also a great shooter. Good step back. Knocked down a lot of shots.
Lots of tattoos.
Lots of tattoos.
Lots of tattoos, man. What do you think that guy spent on tattoos in his life?
Ah, man. Probably somewhere near the amount of a car, if not more than that.
Yeah, he's definitely rocking like a Mercedes in tattoos. He definitely is. Matthew Dellavedova. Can you talk about him without using the word pesky? Let's see.
Yeah, he's I'm trying to think of a synonym for that.
Pesky kind of works, doesn't it?
Yeah, he gets underneath your skin. I mean, he's gonna play hard. We know that. 50-50 basketball, offensive rebounds, steals, that type of stuff. I mean, that's what he does. And you just have to be ready to play with that energy and effort when he's on the floor.
I'm going to tell you right now, he's going to be the guy who tries to get Draymond to get the tech or the flagrant. He's going to be the guy who stirs it up. You watch. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in an off-ball screen that he runs through on purpose. And everyone, that's I'm telling you, you heard it here first. He's going to do it.
Yeah, I mean, he's good at that. He's definitely gotten under people's skin before, and you just have to, you have to play hard, but you also have to realize, what your objective is.
Tristan Thompson.
Rebounds, man. He's, similar to Steven Adams in that sense that he's going relentlessly to the boards every single time, offensively, defensively. So, he's a handful. You have to, whether it's a guard or a big that's guarding him, you just have to always keep a body on him.
Kyrie,
I mean, great isolation player. Definitely have to try to contain him in space and make shots difficult. I mean, him and LeBron they're going to score similar to, Westbrook and Durant. But you just want to try to make it difficult and make him work for it.
Well, and then you just said his name, I believe. LeBron James. LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, I really don't know what else I can say that hasn't already been said, but obviously, great player, been in the finals six straight times. That in itself speaks to everything that he's done. And, similar to last year, similar to all the years that he's been in the finals. I mean, he's going to play well, but you obviously want to make it difficult for him and try to take away some of the things that he gets easy.
You got tonight. You got tomorrow, and then Thursday is game one of the NBA Finals. What are you going to do? Tell me a little bit about your schedule and some of the things that you want to check off on your list before you walk into game one.
Well, the biggest thing is watching tape. Watching tape, getting the game plan down. Last night was, just a lot of emotions were just packed into that. This pressure of a game seven, the focus, the intensity, so... just recovering from that, focusing on Cleveland now, shifting gears. It's going to be a very different type of style of play, so just getting the mindset for that and just getting in the gym. Getting shots up, getting treatment, doing what we usually do.
Well, hey, man, get your treatment, get your shots, and congratulations on reaching the finals. It felt like this is the direction the whole year was pointed in, and with four more wins, we all know what happens. So good luck to you and your teammates. Thanks so much for always coming on. We'd really, really appreciate hearing from you, Harrison. Good luck with everything. And go out and get game one, all right?
All right, I appreciate it, man.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.